Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
Wow. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we have a great show for you over the next 3 hours, so keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. We got Devin Gardner, former Michigan quarterback, now Fox College football analyst, joining us at the bottom of the hour, of course, to get us ready for the college football playoff with Michigan making its first appearance. So let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. How are you today, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard, on this TV theme song Thursday as it continues to rain in Los Angeles?
Good, good, good.
I was outside building an ark because it's just, Chris, it's terrible. It's been raining like 3 or 4 days in a row. I know nobody wants to hear
you.
It.
Exactly. You're about to get 6 months of straight sunshine.
At 75
right? degrees, so we don't want to hear it.
Yeah, yes, I know. I get it. But I do want to say this. It is a TV theme song Thursday. And, Chris, if you saw my social today, I want to send out a special.
I never miss your social.
Yeah. I want to send out a special Odd Couple. Let me get this right. I want to send out a special Odd Couple congratulations to my brother, Robert, who is retiring as an FBI agent after 26 years with the Bureau.
Wow.
And Chris, this guy
older brother?
Yes, unbelievable. It's funny. My dad, all of us have the same name, and we all look alike, all three of us. But
same name. What's his name?
Robert.
Rob Parker. All of you are named Robert?
Right. But wow. I'll say this.
Rob Parker.
I'll say this. He's an incredible guy, Chris. Air Force. He was Atlanta cop and an FBI agent for 26 years. So congratulations, Mazel Tov to retirement.
That is great.
And next month he turns 60, his birthday. And you know what's great? Chris, it's not a guarantee we all get there to retire. And you know what I mean? Reach your 60th birthday. So it's
an
honor.
And he's still young.
Yeah, yeah. And he's got other plans to do other stuff. So congratulations, bro.
That is great. Congratulations. Rob, for a minute, a hot minute, I actually considered joining the FBI.
Did you really?
I really did. My senior year, some friends and I went to a job fair in Chicago. And I had already done the internship at the Cleveland Plain Dealer in sports writing. But I wasn't sure what I was going to do. So I said, you know what? It may be. You never know.
And then they unsealed your juvenile record.
No.
And that was
But you know, I thought I was like, man. I thought, man, it'd be an exciting job. How about that? That was my thought.
But to become an FBI agent, what you have to go through, it's the best of the best. You know that.
It's really
grueling, and I know the work he's put in, so it's been great.
Absolutely. Right. Well, congratulations to your brother, and I hope he enjoys sincerely his retirement. All right, we got the Odd Couple crew in the house. It was Iowa Sam yesterday. Today, USC Chris on the boards, the ones and the twos. He's already made his presence known with all these drops. I like it. I'm digging it, USC Chris. On the updates is, whispered in my ear, Steve DeSager.
Steve DeSager on the updates.
And Running Things is our man, Brandon Trufa. And we're going to have a great show today. So let's get it started, Rob. Big Ben Roethlisberger of the Pittsburgh Steelers, acknowledged today in his meeting with the press before Monday night's game against Cleveland at Pittsburgh. He acknowledged that it very well could be. He used the term, everything seems to be pointing in that direction of it being the last game, the last home game, certainly during the regular season, of his NFL career or his last home game in Pittsburgh. Let's put it that way. Rob, this could be it for Big Ben, finally.
It should have been it last year. Let's just be honest, Chris.
Where's the love? Where's the sin?
We're not going to have
a, like, recollect about how great Big Ben was and all that?
No.
You want to go off on him?
I'm going to go off on the Pittsburgh Steelers organization. They're the ones, Chris, who kept him 1 year too long. The handwriting was on the wall a year ago. And they didn't have a backup plan. They should have drafted a quarterback a couple years ago or last year, whatever you want to do. But they had to have somebody ready. When Big Ben came back and took a pay cut just to stick around, you already knew you were getting a discounted quarterback because he had to take a pay cut to even be on the team. So you knew what you were getting. You weren't getting steak. You were getting chopped liver. That's what you were getting. And you know what?
You're supposed to have Kawhi laugh at that?
Yeah, I know. It could have been right there. And Bill Belichick is famous for what, Chris? Getting rid of somebody a year too early than a year too late. That's what good teams do. The Steelers were in their feelings. They were living on the past. Oh, yeah, Big Ben, you remember that Super Bowl and that one? And you remember when he scored that touchdown he didn't score against Seattle and Detroit? I get it. It's hard to look at a guy who's been around, been a part of your organization for a long time, and not be able to want to cut ties. But you got to move on at some point. The Giants did it with Eli Manning. We could go on and on and on with all the teams, Chris, that have done it. Even Brett Favre played 3 more years after he left Green Bay, and they still made a move. And I get it, but they had a quarterback in waiting. And the same thing when Joe Montana was moved on from. I mean, there was a quarterback
Steve
waiting.
Young.
Steve Young. The Steelers, they missed the boat on this. They're the ones who sold out the rest of the team with a half-broken down quarterback and a chance to really do something if they would have been prepared for this. And they were not. What, I don't know anybody in Pittsburgh who's shocked that Ben, Big Ben, has played like Uncle Ben in 2021. Let's
Kawhi
just face
again.
It.
Craig
yeah,
Melvin.
Kawhi somewhere. Right there. Yeah, could have been Craig Melvin.
USC Chris is like, no, he's not funny.
Yes.
Until he says something Chris, funny, I'm not playing any of them.
But that's where I am. I just think the Steelers are the ones to blame, not Big Ben, because, you know, most of the time you have to have the team rip the uniform off. You're never going to admit that you're no good anymore. And he admitted it when he took a pay cut, okay? Oh, yeah, I'll come back. What do you need? I'll take you want to take my money? Okay. Because he knew he wasn't any good. If he was still good, there's no way he would have accepted a pay cut.
Enough! I mean, Rob Parker, you know who you sound like? You sound like the guy who has a job and he's fed up. He doesn't like it. He doesn't enjoy it. He doesn't get paid enough, but he gets paid. And he's tired and he's upset and he's ticked off. And finally, he's had enough. And he storms out. I quit. Okay, so where are you going to work now? I don't have anything lined up. You know, I don't know. That's you, Rob Parker. Oh, yeah, of course. Big Ben's old. Big Ben's not what he used to be. Big Ben's no longer one of the better quarterbacks in the league. But what other choice did they have? The guy that storms out and says, I quit without a plan B in place is stupid. Get your plan B set up. Get your next job set up and make your money and take care of your family or your house or whatever you got to take care of before you storm out. And that's my issue. Everybody knew they weren't about to win a Super Bowl or win the AFC with Big Ben. But they had, who are you going to throw in there? Dwayne Haskins?
He was
Mason
a top
Rudolph?
Pick. He was a top pick. If not,
well,
then you need to go outside the organization. Chris.
Okay, so where? Outside organization, where?
Well, all
you
I know
give
is
me a name.
All I know is Big Ben. I'm not a scout. I'm not going to sit here and act like I scoured the wires or
you
I made a trade.
The
I know is Big Ben wasn't getting us to the playoffs. I knew that
actually,
going into the year.
Actually, he might. That's
the
thing,
he won't.
Rob. They might
he won't.
Make the playoffs.
They might woulda, shoulda, coulda.
They're still
it ain't
very
happening.
Much alive. And Big Ben, again, I'm not going to sit here and act like he's had a great season. But he's completed 65% of his passes. He's averaging 241 yards a game passing, more than Ryan Tannehill, Mac Jones, more than Carson Wentz, for goodness sakes, more than Teddy Bridgewater, more than Matt Ryan. He's got 20 touchdown passes, only 8 picks. I'm just saying, Rob, and they might make the playoffs. We know the Steelers one of the best franchises in NFL history. 6
Chris,
Super Bowl rings.
He's got 9 games this year.
And that's what they live to do. But
he's got 9 games with 1 or no touchdowns. 9 games.
There's a lot of quarterbacks like that.
I'm talking about Big Ben. I don't want to talk about the also-rans.
But
he's not that guy.
Nobody's saying he is, but I'm just saying he wasn't, like, they had no other options.
And I blame them.
Big Ben, and they might make the playoffs.
I blame them. That was their fault because they didn't plan for this.
4 years ago, they were supposed to start planning.
Yes, you got to start planning.
They picked up Dwayne Haskins. The dude ain't mature.
Well, then they should have released him and went after somebody else and made another move.
Until you give me a name, you're just spouting hot air.
No, if I was a GM or if I was in the front office, I'd give you names. Who am I, Mike Mayock now? Because I'm on the radio, I should be a GM?
You don't have to be a GM to know if somebody was out there that would be a better
Chris,
fit than Big Ben.
I don't have the list from before last offseason, but I'm telling you.
I'm not a GM either, Rob, but there was no one.
Chris, would you admit when he took a pay cut, he told you what? He was cut rate.
We knew what he was. No, that wasn't a surprise to anybody. You act like that was like a soul. And here they are again, still in the playoff hunt with two games left, right? What are you going to say if they make the playoff?
Nothing, because they'll probably lose like they did last
year.
Okay, I told you last year when they were 9-0 that they were garbage. Didn't I tell you that?
I'll take it.
I told you that last year. They were 9-0. They lost to the Browns.
I believe.
They got demolished by the Browns, who didn't even have their coach. Players were missing, and they demolished the Steelers.
Well, why when the Steelers don't get to the Super Bowl, they're garbage, but when the Packers don't, they got a bunch of division titles. They win their division all the time.
No, I told you about the Steelers were no good even when they were 9-0.
Like that was a revelation.
It was a mirage. It wasn't real.
Okay, so what? They made the playoffs. This year, if they make the playoffs, that's a success. Everybody doesn't win the Super Bowl. They were not a team that anyone thought could win the Super Bowl going into this season. Most people didn't think they could make the playoffs. So if they get to the postseason, I'm sorry. It was a good year. It is what it is. Like I said, until you give me a name, Rob Parker, you're just spouting a bunch of hot air. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Rob Parker says the Steelers never should have brought Big Ben back this year. I say that's hogwash. Yeah, he'll be gone after this season, and he should be. Good riddance. We'll see you at the Hall of Fame induction. But this year, he's had a decent season for what he is at this point. And if he gets them into the playoffs, hey, it was a good year. Your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on the TV Theme Song Thursday.
Chris, you know what this is, right?
What is it?
It's the Green Hornet. You remember after Batman, they came up with a show, The Green Hornet?
I remember it. I never watched it. I don't know if I ever watched an episode, but I remember The Green Hornet.
Yeah, Green Hornet.
Okay, this was it.
Yeah,
it sounds a little like Batman, like a little, you know.
It is, Chris, because the same people who made Batman made The Green Hornet.
That makes sense.
And they had, you remember the one show where they were on the show together? Batman and Robin fought the Green Hornet and Kato on one episode.
Oh, really?
Chris.
Did Batman and Robin win?
No, it was a stalemate. Like, they both did something. And then they realized they were both on the same side, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's, like, one of my favorite episodes.
Okay. Well, look, folks, it can happen easily. Have a few drinks, have a few more drinks, and then you've had a few too many. And when it's time to leave, you think about calling for a ride home, but then you think again, what's the worst that could happen? I get pulled over. I lose my license. I total my car. No! You could kill yourself or kill somebody else. Either way, it's not good. It's horrible. So drive sober or get pulled over, folks. This is paid for by NHTSA. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple. Rob says the Steelers let Big Ben stay one season too long. I say they had no better options. And, hey, they might even make the playoffs. So they won't win the Super Bowl, but it could have been much worse. And I had no problem with them bringing Big Ben back this year since they had nobody else. So
all right, here
your
we
turn
go.
To weigh in.
Yep, the biggest Pittsburgh Steelers fan going here on the Odd Couple. Marty in Kentucky, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Marty?
What's up, fellas? I had a feeling you go straight to me, knowing I'm a Steelers fan. I'm just going to hit it straight on the point. Chris is right. They had no better options. Roethlisberger was already on contract, and he was going to hit the cap about 20 mil, whether he played or not. The offensive line lost everybody but one guy, and they needed to learn to mess together. I don't want to throw a rookie in there and have him get all banged up in his first year. You might as well play this year out. Hopefully next year with the big names coming up in the free agency on the offseason and then the draft, somehow you work on the future. But the big
Marty, you enjoy watching this season? Marty, you enjoy watching the Steelers this season?
I knew it was going to be a down year.
Okay.
I knew it was going to be a down year.
You could have been a down year with a kid, getting him at some backup the backup quarterback or stopgap and get him ready. You just waste the snaps.
Or maybe, no, but it might be somebody that
would
never be ready.
All right,
just because a guy's young don't mean
he's going
to be ready.
It's just a waste of snaps on Big Ben. They fell in love with the pass. They fell in love with the pass.
It's a business, too. They might make the playoffs.
Thanks, Marty. Happy New Year to you and the family. Dwight in Arkansas.
Don't let Rob bring you down.
No, I'm not a Debbie Downer. I'm a Debbie Upper. Dwight in Arkansas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dwight?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Happy New Year. Hey, you know what? I got to agree with Rob. Most of the time I don't agree, but this time I'm a true diehard Steelers fan, just like my man Marty. And man, this offensive line is so horrible. But at the same time, the Steelers organization did not do a good job evaluating this quarterback position, man. And I'm gonna tell you one mistake they did make. They should have kept Joshua Dobbs. He knew the offense way better.
Where
than
Where is
Mason
he at
Rudy.
Now?
Excuse me,
Joshua Dobbs. Where is he at now?
Yeah. Joshua Dobbs, he's not even in the league no more.
That was the answer. Joshua Dobbs might be selling insurance now. He might be an accountant for all we know. That's the answer. Stop it. I mean, come on. You go give me some.
But maybe he needed an opportunity.
Joshua Dobbs was great. Where's he at now? He works down the street. You know, he works with my cousin down at Exxon, you know. Come on, man. Stop it. You
Dwight,
know that's
Happy
true,
New
Rob.
Year.
You know that's true.
Happy New Year. Nate
somebody.
In Dayton. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Nate?
Happy New Year.
What's
Happy
up,
New
man?
Year.
Happy New Year.
Hey, man, look here. I'm a Bengals fan, right? But I live close to Pittsburgh. And, you know, there's a wild card, Chris and Rob, and that's Trubisky. And if you've seen that guy play last year, you'll see what I mean. And I'll hang up and see what you guys say.
Oh, Mitch, so that's who you want next year. That's your answer.
Mitch Trubisky. He had a good start with the Bears. Stop it. But
I mean, he's all right. I think he could probably be a legitimate starter, but Rod, come on. I don't want Mitch Trubisky like as my long-term answer.
No, he could be
I'm
a stopgap.
I'm going big game hunting. I'm going big game hunting.
Yeah, that's fine. You might
I'm
not
going
get
for
anybody.
Aaron Rodgers, which you probably won't get, but I'm going for Russell Wilson.
Okay.
And he Andre. Might, you know, he might want a bigger place, bigger city, but
right. And
Sean
rather than
Watson.
The Steel City. Let's right. squeeze in Andre from Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Happy New Year, Andre.
What's going on? Thanks for taking my call. Rob, I got to agree with you 100%. Ben Roethlisberger.
You better come up with a name, though, and it better not be Joshua Dobbs.
Bring in Gardner Minshew.
Yes.
I'll take a Nick Foles.
You think they would have been better this year with Gardner Minshew?
Yes. Better than Big Ben?
Wow. Minshew, here's what I'll say. Minshew's okay. I don't hate that, but here's what I don't like about it, Andre. I don't think Gardner Minshew's not my quarterback of the future.
But he could be a stopgap, Chris, until
Big
you draft
Ben's
that
a
guy.
Stopback.
No,
I
he
mean,
ain't.
Stopgap. Yeah, he
he's
was.
A broken
he's
cow.
He's a stopgap that might get you to the playoffs. I mean,
no,
what?
He's not. He's bad.
And Marty made a great point. They had to pay him $20 million anyway.
So what? Eat it.
So you might
They've
well
eaten get, contracts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Eat it. Remember
they
Michael Jackson made that song.
They might make the playoffs, Rob.
Don't you remember
you
that song?
You keep poo-pooing that. I remember that song.
Eat it. Eat it. Oh, was that Beat It? You know what I mean. That was
Beat
weird.
It.
Yeah, okay.
My goodness. Yeah, Weird Al Yankovic did.
He made that song. He did.
We got Devin Gardner from the Michigan, you know, Michigan quarterback, former quarterback, now Fox Sports.
Yeah, I want to hear if he's going to predict that Michigan's going to win and go into the national championship. And I want to hear him with his chest stuck out.
He fancies himself objective, so we'll see what he says. All right, but he's next. But first, Steve DeSager with the update. Steve.
Hello, gentlemen, and happy holidays.
You too.
Yes,
are you working tomorrow, Steve,
yeah.
with me?
And back Monday as well.
Y'all enjoy that.
I mean, I want you,
you
to know, hey, Steve.
I'll be listening.
Yeah, right. You will not be listening.
You never misses the show.
You're not right. But for people who might be programming and trying to figure out what to do tomorrow, TJ Houshmandzadeh and I are filling in for Dan Patrick and the Danettes. And then Martin Weiss and I will be back for the Odd Couple, 7 p.m. Eastern. So a double dip on New Year's Eve, and Steve DeSager will be with me tomorrow night.
We are live in the Fox Sports Radio studios. It's the Odd Couple brought to you by AutoZone. Now, AutoZone, folks, has all the free services that you need to help get you back on the road, all right, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. All right, they've got over 5,600 locations nationwide, and I'm telling you, it's like they're on every corner. It's crazy. But anyway, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions do apply, but get in the zone, AutoZone. Our next guest, former Michigan quarterback, now a Fox college football analyst. We welcome in friend of the show, Devin Gardner.
Devin,
welcome to the Odd Couple.
Oh, how about that song? That's such a great song you guys are
Well, USC
we'll see
Chris
how great it is this weekend.
It's from Toledo. He's a big Michigan slappy, so it's no
That's
shock
right.
that
That's
he put that
too.
On.
Don't you dare call him
All
a
right,
That's
so
my guy.
So you talking mess. You come out talking stuff all right off the bat.
That's right.
Is Michigan beating Georgia?
We want to know,
if so.
Well, I would much rather tell you how they should beat Georgia, right? And
oh,
I
see, that base is gone.
It's fine.
That base, notice that, Rob? That base
I know.
Is left.
All of a sudden,
they went, you know, I mean, We'll see.
All of a sudden,
I'm
he went from
Nostradamus.
He went from Tito to Michael real quick. All right, it's cool.
It seems like you guys are putting words in my mouth. It's all I'm saying. But I do think Michigan will win the game. I don't think Georgia's been tested. And the first time they were tested, they got destroyed. Honestly,
I agree with you on that.
The one thing that I think is important to know that the speed of the SEC is real. First of all. But Michigan's speed is also real. I think that they have speed on the outside. I think they have played with great defensive speed. And Georgia's offense hasn't shown that they can be dominant, right? They're top 10 in scoring, but it's because their defense gives them the ball at the 20-yard line against a bunch of teams that aren't very good, right? And so I think that the numbers are a little inflated on that. And I think for Michigan to beat them, they're going to have to use J.J. McCarthy as in the running game, right? Because the running quarterback is the one thing that really hurts Georgia's defense. And they made it very clear when the Heisman Trophy winner kind of exposed them for what they are.
How about what happened? I know Michigan is 7.5-point underdogs. If Michigan loses, will it just be a great season because they finally got to the college football playoff, which is why they gave Jim Harbaugh all that money in the beginning to try to get them there, or will this be a disappointment?
I mean, that's tough to say. For a lot of fans, you know how it is, Rob. You lived here, and when you beat Ohio State, no matter what happens, after that, it's a success, right? So, really, beating Ohio State plus the Big Ten championship plus the college football berth, I don't think a whole bunch of Michigan fans, but, you know, Michigan fans can be arrogant. And they can be, you know, get on their high horse as if we're supposed to be there when we haven't been good in a very long time. So some Michigan fans, I think, are going to be upset, like, oh, my gosh, these guys suck. I can't believe we didn't win the national championship. And then other fans will say, well, you know, given that we were only supposed to win four games or whatever they had us in the beginning of the season, I think that this is a very, very wildly successful season.
What about the other game, Alabama-Cincinnati? Obviously, we all think Alabama's going to win.
Alabama's 13.5
points. Does Cincinnati have a chance? And what, like you told us about Michigan, what do they need to do to have a chance to win this game?
I think they're uniquely designed that they can have a chance. Now, I don't think they will have a chance. And it hurts me to say that because, you know, Sauce Gardner, he's from Detroit. That's my cousin, even though he's not really my cousin, but he got my last name.
He's
my cousin, you know what I mean? Yeah. So you got Sauce Gardner on one side, and then you got the winner of the best cornerback in college football on the other side. So they are uniquely designed that on defense, they may be able to handle those explosive receivers, but I just don't think that the up front, I don't think they'll be able to handle, or defensively or offensively, the Bama front seven because it's daunting, you know, as we saw against Georgia. And SEC football is a lot different than where, you know, what Cincinnati is used to. Even Notre Dame, right? They beat Notre Dame, but it's a different level, man. We saw Notre Dame every time they get in the playoff and play Bama, and it looks like they never played football before, and they have a bunch of high school kids.
Yep.
The other thing, Alabama – If they get to, it looks like they'll get to the championship. Could Michigan or Georgia beat Alabama? Either one.
I think Georgia already proved that they do not have the skill set nor weapons to beat Alabama because of the quarterback play. And Michigan will probably suffer the same fate, you know, just because it's going to be tough to just run the ball, right? Just run the ball down Alabama and Nick Saban's throat. I mean, that just is not likely, right? And so your quarterback is going to have to make some explosive plays downfield, and frankly and honestly, Cade McNamara has not proven that he can make those throws downfield. Now, is that saying that he will not and he cannot? No, that's not saying that. But if I'm a betting man, I'm going to say he's not going to, out of nowhere, get this new arm that he's going to drive the ball down the field regularly and make Alabama's DBs and defense kind of crumble.
Last thing, and quickly, because we only got about 30 seconds, you obviously played at Michigan. You played in bowl games, I'm sure. What is the long wait due to a team or a player? I mean, you're off, what, 3-4 weeks sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it's just you lose that competitive edge just a little bit, right? So you try to create it in practice, but there is no substitute for an actual game, right? The actual game is that fire, that intensity, right? Because you're not trying to hurt your teammates in practice, right? So you're practicing against yourself so much. But when you get in the bowl game, you know, that early, that's why you see a lot of teams are kind of slow early, and then they start to pick it up, right? Because you got to get back into that vicious, I'm trying to kill the other guy on the other side of me kind of mentality.
All right. That's Devin Gardner. Great
Thanks,
job,
buddy.
Man.
Happy New Year.
Good luck to your Wolverines. My daughter just graduated from there in 2020, so I'm pulling for him, too.
Of course she did, because she's a smart young lady.
And yes, so yes, what Chris yes. is going to do is he's going to take the amount of money that he paid for her degree, bet it on Georgia so that he could try to get his money back from Michigan.
Robert, I'm just going to call you Robert. You know what, Robert? You need to stop that. Get that head out to her, Robert.
Hey, whenever my mom used to get mad at me, that's what she called me, Robert, yeah. Robert Lee, be quiet. Robert Lee, come in here.
Middle name, Lee?
Yeah, Robert Lee, yeah. Robert Lee.
All right. Hey, Devin, thank you, man. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for having me. Happy New Year to you, too.
Yep, Shekel City is next. Keep it locked. I couple Fox Sports Radio.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, don't think it's okay to drive stoned just because it's legal in some places, all right, to get stoned. The truth is that your reaction times slow down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. So stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, cream, gummy bears, brownies, blunts, whatever.
What? Chris, what is that stuff? What?
Do not get behind the wheel. They got all types of ways you can do it.
Can I rub it on my elbow? Will I get high if
Probably.
I rub it on my elbow?
They got new stuff.
I don't know any of that stuff. What is that?
I don't either, but if you feel different, folks, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. This is paid for by NHTSA. All right, Rob. I got to say this before we go into Shekel City. Mm-hmm. Since you're the mayor, you once called Robert Griffin III a cornball brother.
Why are you bringing that up?
On national TV.
What are you?
Well, because he's like broadcasting. He's calling the Pitt Michigan State game. The transparent Music City Bowl.
That's pretty harsh that you would bring that out.
Well, here's why I bring it up. You might think he's a corn. He dresses better than you.
What?
He is sharp. Have you seen him on TV?
I have seen him on TV.
He's sharp. He's sharp. He don't dress like a cornball brother.
Okay. What?
He's sharp. You saw him, right? Isn't he sharp? Sharp.
We're trying to get him on the show, right? Chris, can you work
well,
on that?
Well, we're going to have to do it one day when you're off.
Why?
That's the word on the streets. No, hold on. You block people. If somebody called you a cornball brother, you'd block them.
No.
So he might be blocking you in real life. Who knows?
No, I don't know. We're cool. I read a magazine article. He's cool with me.
Yeah, right. Did he mention you?
Yeah.
Did they say they brought up that episode?
Yes.
In the art. Are you serious? I can't tell if you're serious or not.
No,
okay,
serious.
So what happened? What did he say?
I don't want Chris. We got Shekel City. We're running out of time.
You brought it up. You brought up the article.
All he said was he didn't think that I should have lost my job. That's what he said. He said, okay, I didn't agree with what Rob said, but I didn't think that was the end of the world. I thought that was fair.
Yeah, that is fair.
That is fair.
Yep. All right, cool. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Oh, yeah, Shekel City. We need a rebound tonight. One and two last night. I did pick Memphis. I think I got that one right. What about that game, Chris? Oh.
Well, Ja Morant is the truth.
He had 41? Yeah,
41. And the Lakers are just old, Rob.
They are.
They're just old, man. That's the problem. They're old.
That's just a fact. But Shekel City, not yet sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook, but coming soon. Chris, we added a new touch on Shekel City. We now have, can you see? Oops. We now have a best bet. Okay. So I have three picks, but I now pick the game that I consider the best bet. So tonight, I got the Nets -5.5. 76ers are in Brooklyn tonight. I picked the Cavaliers +4.5 down in D.C. against the Wizards. And the Bucks -14 at the Magic. So there's the three picks. Nets -5.5, Cavs +4.5, Bucks -14. Again, I'm not telling you who to bet on, but I'm telling you who I bet on, Shekel City.
Well, you mentioned the Cavs, Rob, and speaking of Cleveland, Baker Mayfield, did you hear his wife Emily revealed that they're receiving death threats on
which
social
is just
media.
Absolutely ridiculous, Chris. This like he's playing football. Come on, guys. Seriously. Stop it.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassingly sad. You know, it's terrible. And the thing is, like I said, Rob, I understand why. Like Ja Morant said, he's getting off social media for a little while, right? I get it. I mean, social media, a lot of the media, to be honest, including us maybe, it can take the joy out of the game for an athlete if they let it.
Yeah.
If they let it.
I've always said, Chris, when I've met young players when they first come to the town I was working in and just having conversations, and I just said, that stuff's not for you. I mean, you will get your feelings hurt if you read. Back then, it wasn't social media, it was the paper and right. sports talk back radio. Days, I should right. just say, don't do it. I'm just, don't do
I
it.
I agree.
Okay,
like if it's I was not. A it's pro for the fans, athlete, Chris. I probably wouldn't even pay attention
right?
to it.
It's for the fans. So you could have a million games in a row. I remember once Mark Jackson got mad at something I wrote, and when he's playing for the Knicks, and I was covering the team, and all I said was, "I guess the other 50 stories didn't matter. The only one you comment on is the one you didn't right. like." You know what I'm saying?
So what did he say? You understand?
He said, nah, I get it, but I said, nah. See, that's why I said, I'm going to be honest. I won't accept criticism, Chris. I won't. And I once told an editor of the Detroit News, he called me up one day and he said, hey, you know, the column you wrote, I got an email or whatever. And I swear, this was the executive editor, Chris. And you know what I said to him? Said, I'm going to take what you just said with a grain of salt, and it doesn't mean anything to me. And he said, what are you talking about? I said, I've been at this paper for 9 years. You never called me up when someone sent in an email or a letter praising a column that I wrote, but you had the nerve to call me because somebody wrote an email about something. So if you could never have praised me in 9 years, then your call to me to criticize me means nothing to me. That's what I told him. Because it's got to be both. He said, no, I didn't mean it like that. I said, no, I've never heard from you. Why would you call me now? I've never done anything good in the paper. He was speechless, Chris, because he didn't think I would push back.
I hear you, and you're right. But you know, Rob, they say, what is it? It takes 9 positive comments to weigh out 1 negative for human right. beings. 2 hours left. Lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.